It's All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. For the Pledge Drive this year, we've gone back to some of the memorable artist interviews your support has made possible and pulled some highlights. Another music industry survivor made a return to the show this year, Dionne Warwick, who invited us to spend time with her in her dressing room while in the state for concerts. She shared an incredible story. During a run of dates in Las Vegas, Elvis Presley gave her one of the thrills of her life.
The Sweet Inspirations, who are my family, happened to be part of the backing group on stage with him. And I had gone to his rehearsal, and I said hello to him, and he was very nice to me. After the show was over, we went backstage to say hello again, and he did something that I'll never forget it. He decided to put a photograph of himself in my albums inside of every single album that was on any music store in Vegas. And he made the announcement from the stage, you buy a Dionne Warwick album, you get a photograph of Elvis Presley. I don't think I sold more albums ever. It was one of the most magnanimous things I could think of happening to me.
Another artist we spoke to this year who has had some fortunate encounters with heroes over his life was Elvin Bishop. And ahead of dates in Hawaii, he told us about one in particular that offered some powerful lessons.
I learned a lot from B.B. King. I always thought that if the Martians landed, we should send B.B. to South Carolina, you know. I'd been listening to his records forever, but I think I met him in the late 60s. And the first thing he did, he invited me up to his hotel room in San Francisco. And here was this guy who was generally acknowledged to be the number one guy in the blues world, which was the world to me, you know. And I went to his hotel room, and he's in his dressing gown, and he's got sheet music spread all over his bed, and he's just working like a dog on scales and practicing, you know. And I thought, wow, this guy is in the position he's in, and he's just in the habit of improving himself all the time. This is a real good lesson.
This year on All Things Considered, we had a return visit from Wayans Brothers TV star, comedian, and actor Marlon Wayans, who revealed he's got a strong connection to another hit television comedy. Your middle name is Lamont, and I've been wondering, were you named after Fred Sanford's son on the show, and were you a big fan of that show? Because of the timeline about when you were born, it seemed like it lined up when that was hot.
Yeah, my mom, I'm named after Marlon Jackson and Lamont from Sanfordism. So apparently my mama had a thing for brothers with big mustaches and afros. I'm pretty sure she probably slept with one of the Whispers. Just saying.
But you're not kidding. You were named after Lamont from that show.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but yes.
It's a wonderful thing. It's a great show. It's a great theme song and great actors. Red Fox, was he an influence on you?
I like Red Fox. Red Fox was always funny to me. I loved how real he was on camera. He's like always the funny grandpa. You know, as I got older and I discovered his stand-up, he was a brilliant, you know, talent. He was definitely a great.
And was he somebody you got to know at all?
No.
You met him?
No.
Wow.
How old am I? Red Fox, he was old, man.
Yeah, but he was still alive and working until you were in comedy yourself.
I keep telling you I'm 19.
In 2019, we also had a return visit from Jimmy Vaughn, the explosive Texas guitarist and older brother of the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughn, who told us the story of how he and Stevie, as kids, developed the crowd-pleasing maneuver of playing together on the same guitar.
Well, I have to think back. I'm 4 years older, so I got a guitar and started playing, and then Stevie basically watched me learn how to play. And then I would set it down, and then he would play. We had the same bedroom and one record player, and if I brought a record home and tried to learn it, he was right there, you know. When we got the double neck, it allowed us both to play at the same time. And we used to do that on one guitar.
With just one neck, you're saying?
Yeah, two people can play one neck if you're careful.
And that's a good way of putting it. You're funny.
But we used to do it for fun. And then when the double neck came up, it was like, I wonder if we can do this.
Another highlight of this year was recent guest and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members, the Moody Blues. Original member and bassist John Lodge shared insight into one of his Moody Blues compositions, the huge classic rock hit, I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band.
Well, it was a lot of different things, but the main
driving force for me writing the song was that period of time, late 60s, early 70s, people were sort of bestowing on us credits that we didn't have. They were saying things like, we know the answer to the universe. We're going to be flying spaceships. I mean, I had people turn up my house in England saying that they've come to get on my spaceship. And I was saying, actually, I don't like flying. Never mind flying in a spaceship. So it was really just to say, listen, I'm just a singer in rock and roll band. I'm exactly the same as you. And that's why at the very end of the song, I actually say, we're all just singers in a rock and roll band. It's just that some of us are on stage and some of us are out there, but that's all we are. We're nothing else.
I'm Dave Lawrence, and those are some of the interview highlights so far this year on All Things Considered.